Welcome to Red Zone Sports Week 11, and we just watched one of the worst Thursday night football games in history, and that's saying something. Mark Andrews, done. Lamar, I guess he's good. Burrow.
We don't know.
Or hand gate, wrist gate, whatever we want to call it, but there's all these reports coming out that Joe Burrow's had a hurt wrist all week. He's been seen with a wrist brace on. The Bengals posted a video about it.
Then
they deleted the video, and then he just went out with the wrist injury after throwing a 5-yard pass. So the Bengals are definitely getting hit with not reporting an injury, and I think wristgate is upon us.
And to make matters worse, if Burrow's done, so is the Bengals season. So let's hope for that sake.
Non-contact wrist injury for a quarterback on his throwing hand, not great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he started the game okay, but then it looked like he definitely re-aggravated it on that sack when he like went down and tried to like brace his hand.
Yeah, it
is not fucking good.
No,
not good. The fact that he didn't even try to come back in and play, you know, or attempt to shoot it up or anything like that is not a good sign.
He went to throw on the sideline and like he literally couldn't.
I saw that. He just dropped it.
Yeah, it's kind of a bitch move, to be honest with you.
Yep, all my best balls with Burrow and Chase. Kiss those goodbye because Jake Browning is now running the Bengals. All right.
Not ideal.
So all week 11, let's talk about Sunday. Let's move on from Thursday. And we got a great slate here. We got some potential weather games.
Finally no London or Germany games.
Yeah, I finally got one of my first like big wins last weekend. So I have a bankroll to play with, and I'll have to I don't want to take out of the checking account. So that feels
spend it all.
Oh, yeah. Full send. I'm going to go like 200 lineups.
Let's do it. That's how we teach you.
Let's get it started. Okay. Quarterbacks up top. Let's go 7K and up. You got a nice plethora there. Vinny, Mr. 15, 16 quarterbacks. Where are you this week?
Yeah, I have a decent amount, but the only one above 7K is CJ Stroud that I'm looking at playing this week. There's a lot of guys kind of in this mid-tier and low-tier that I have some interest in, but mainly for just how the slate is constructed with some really high-end receivers and stuff. I really want to pay down as much as possible. So I like CJ Stroud. Not much more needs to be said about this guy. He's just absolutely destroying slates, right? 44 and 25 the last two games. Now he gets an Arizona game, which I think is going to be fairly popular, but I'm going right back to the well.
Well, I'm definitely going to be playing some Stroud, but the guy that I am just going to be hammering as much as I can this week is Tua. Playing the Raiders. The Raiders have played two absolutely horrendous teams the last 2 weeks. The little Cinderella Antonio Pierce story fucking ends this week. Dolphins coming off the bye.
Yeah.
Dolphins are just, I'm sorry. Like there's no way they're at home. The Raiders are playing an early game on the East Coast.
It's a tough spot for the Raiders.
I mean, the record for the Raiders going east and playing early games is absolutely horrendous. I don't know why he isn't coming in at like 12 to 13% owned. At 4% ownership, like what are we talking about here, guys? Like the Raiders have one good player on their defense, and that's Max Crosby. And I'm sorry, they just don't have the team speed to play with some of these guys. And I think Tyreek Hill might go for 250 yards. So Tua is going to be my main quarterback when I'm paying up this week. But I don't hate Stroud, Ben. Joe, who are you going to up here?
Those are all fair points. I'll just say that. I'm going to play the guy I don't like playing, and that's Dak Prescott. And the reason is because they're playing a bad team. And the Dallas Cowboys, if they were in the BCS back in the old days in college football, they'd be the number one ranked team right now because
Kicking ass.
They just put up insane points against terrible, terrible football teams. And they're just average against good football teams. And the Panthers are a really bad football team. And I don't know, Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy like to make Dak Prescott look good. So in these games, they give him the opportunity to score as many touchdowns as possible and pad the stats. So, you know, Tua is a great pick. I like Dak. I like Stroud. But Vinny, you're right. Stroud, I just think that game is, I don't know. Jimmy, you tell me, like, on the ownership, like, how popular is that Houston-Arizona game? Because it's going to kind of weigh kind of my direction there. It seems like it's going to be popular, like Vinny said.
I mean, for quarterbacks, yeah, Stroud's the highest owned quarterback right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't make me feel good.
I mean, but again, I think that you're okay and you can get to Stroud if you just do a full game stack, which I feel much more comfortable doing that now that Kyler's back, because yeah. I'm more than happy to run back some of the options on the Cardinals side within that stack.
Mm-hmm. I think with a bigger slate too, I mean, there is opportunity to in two or three spots, even with one-offs, to get really off the board. So you don't have to fade it. You know, you just got to be smart with your construction, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. Okay.
All right, range 6K. I'll lead us off, and I'll just go right off of that same conversation. Kyler Murray. I'd rather just go down and save myself $1,000 or what, 1,100 to go get Kyler. Dude, he looked great last week, right? I mean, he is running all over the place. He looks fast as hell. Obviously, the knee is a non-issue whatsoever. We talked about all the reasons to play him last week. He definitely won me some money last week. Now, Kyler, and the thing is, like, the game, it's always going to be a game in the fourth quarter with the Cardinals, right? Like, it's always going to be this, like, weird game where, like, they play hard. Kyler's going to be running in circles and going against prevent defenses third, fourth quarters, and he just puts up fantasy points. And 6,100 for Kyler Murray with him running the way he was running last week is egregious, right? Like, he looked fast as hell.
It's so, like, you forget, obviously, with the injury, he's been out, you know, for the last 12 months. But, like, you just forget how freaking quick and athletic he is. Like, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. And the ball looks like it's, like, three times the size of any other quarterback in his hand. But, dude, the guy can sling it. Like, he is just, I don't know, man. I think he's just a really good football player. So, I totally agree with that build, though. I love that build and that side of the game. Because, again, like you said, you're saving $900. If you're going to go that way. So I totally agree with that.
Jim?
I mean, I like Kyler, but I have to play the quarterback that's not playing a team that's fielding a professional team at the moment. And that's Sam Howell. Yeah. they're playing at home. I have no idea how the spread is only 9 points. I will absolutely be advocating hardcore for taking this in our Circa Millions picks. I just don't get it. I mean, Sam Howell, they can't run the ball very well. They're just going to throw the shit out of the ball. The Giants, like, maybe actually might be able to keep this competitive, but, like, Bieniemy doesn't care. He's just been hucking the shit out of the ball with Howell lately. So, like, I'm good with that. I'm good with Kyler Murray too.
And shout out. We went 5-0 in the Circa Million last week. So
that was nice. Yep. On our I love both of those plays. Those are two of my favorite quarterbacks this week, is Howell and Kyler. So it's good to see we're on the same page there. I really want to take some shots on this guy, but I'm probably gonna just go and cower out and go to the other side of the game. But I like this Bears and Lions game. Fields is back this week, full participant in practice today. This is a guy who's playing for, like, his future in the NFL at this point, because he's gone.
Man.
They're going to move on from him, right? Like, they're going to take either Drake May or Caleb Williams, new regimes coming in. This is a guy who could, like, earn a starting position in the league next year if he can perform, right? So I want to take Fields with the rushing upside. I think he just cuts it loose here to finish the season. We've seen some 30-point games out of him, but I think Goff is probably the safer play. My only fear with Goff is the running game in that for Detroit. Like, they could just absolutely pound Chicago on the ground here, which is kind of why I like Fields.
Okay. I don't hate that.
He's expensive, which bugs me. I wish he was, like, 6,200, you know?
I know, but is he? For a running quarterback that runs like him and his upside?
I mean, he's just an ultimate GPP play, right? Like, he could get you 35, he could get you like 7 points on Sunday, right? So,
which I think this week is going to be an incredibly high scoring week across the board. Like, you're going to have to put up like a 250, 270 lineup to win a big tournament, you know? Like, yeah. I just think there's a lot of points this week.
And I gotta imagine, that stack is going to be like 1% owned this week, with all, like you said, everyone loving the Dolphins, everyone loving the Cardinals game. There's a lot of really good spots. I think that just goes completely, like, ignored. So,
dude, and the Lions defense isn't great.
No, right? I mean, Chargers put up, what, 40 points last week almost on him?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. It's just kind of something that I might take some 1% of shots on. So no,
if it's really low owned too, I'm definitely taking shots on that.
Yeah, I initially wasn't thinking about that. But I mean, looking at the numbers, I don't hate it. It's.
I mean, what's Fields have to lose at this point? You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, they're gonna go down early, and he's gonna have to drop back frequently and just throw the ball and run the ball
on the turf in a dome. No weather concerns. Let's rock and roll with Fields.
All right, you talked me into it.
Let's do it, baby.
Honestly, anyway, I love this. I love this 6K range. I mean, how do you not go back to Matt Stafford, Cup, Nakua, and do that stack? And you got the great run back options on the Seattle side. Guys, it's an in-division game. This game is not going to end up being like 13 to 10. This game's going to end up being like 33 to 27 or like 33 to 30. It's going to be a high-scoring game. So, and those guys, again, we always talk about these consolidated offenses. Kyren Williams is not back yet. They have Henderson as their running back. Stafford's going to throw the ball 40-plus times, and it's going to two guys, Kupp and Nakua. And there's a good chance, just because of recency bias, a lot of people have forgotten about those three. Because it really hasn't happened in the last couple of weeks, and there's some bye weeks, right? So, like, get on it while you can, because this shit's going to happen all season.
Yeah. Anyone down low?
I mean, I'm going right back to Purdy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, we're turning it, Jimmy. We're turning into Vinny. We're just all the quarterbacks this week.
That's what I said about not a massive pass funnel. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tampa Bay is a massive pass funnel, and like, you just can't ignore that. Tampa Bay has a solid run defense. The Niners are going to, you know, obviously try and run the ball a little bit, but I mean, they're going to throw the ball, and you know, at 5,800, he's not at a price where, you know, he doesn't have to throw for 300 yards, you know, but he can throw for 240 and three touchdowns, and that gets you there no problem, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
If you run that stack with, let's say, Kittle and Debo or whatever, and you exclude McCaffrey, who's been good, but he hasn't been like phenomenal, it allows you to, you can still get a Tyreek in that lineup, right? Like, you still grab pieces or Cup or whatever, whoever you want to get. Like, so you can get your exposure to those games and still have a full game stack with the Niners, right? Yep. So that's how I'm thinking about playing. That's the only reason I said, or I didn't say like Tua, is I think I could still get enough Tyreek that, like, you know, you hope he goes ballistic, but maybe Tua doesn't like all the way get there, you know? So, yeah, I think we're all a lot on the same page this week. It's a little scary, but I like it.
That's all I got for quarterbacks.
Same.
Running backs it is. No, Jimmy, you can lead off this category.
I'm just going to kind of bypass McCaffrey. I know Vinny just said, you know, you cannot play him, but you have to keep playing him.
I know.
At 9,300, his price went down. Like, I don't understand what's going on. So, like, I you got to find a way to play McCaffrey, in my opinion. But going down from there, we'll say 7K and up. He's more highly owned than I like, but I really just – I think it's a big bounce-back spot for Jacksonville, and they're going to lean on ETN to do that. We all saw – we talked about it again a few weeks ago. Fucking Tank Dell sucks. Like, they have nobody else who can, you know, basically do anything in the backfield. So I'll go right back to ETN. The only thing that's given me some pause, he is carrying, like, 15 to 16% ownership right now, which I don't love, but you know, I'm torn between him and Saquon, but the problem is Saquon has a guy that fucking lives with his parents and makes cheesesteaks on the weekend. So like playing quarterback for him. So like, I mean, what are we talking about
here? I've taken a stand, and I'll side with you on ETN. I'm just not going to play any Giants the rest of the year. Because
I stand a couple weeks back.
It's just simply like Saquon, if I were him, like the minute you feel a ting in your hamstring or anything, I'm coming out.
He's already dealing with a banged up ankle.
But that's what I mean. Like the minute, why would he sacrifice for this absolute dumpster
fire. It's his last year of his contract. He's a free agent next year. No, he's not practicing. He's playing just enough.
I think you just ride ETN, Jim, if you're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's attractive. He's like 4% owned.
I know.
And he's
I think it's one of those ones where it's for a reason.
He's going to get like 35 touches though.
But I don't think he's going to let them do that.
I don't know, man. He's let him do it so far the last few weeks. He had like 27 carries. And like four catches last game.
Yeah, he's playing for a contract.
Yeah, so, I mean, he had 13 carries last, but that was a destruction. But that's going to continue to happen. They're not a real football team. So it's like the game flow. We could say the game flow took him out, but it's like, what do we expect every week from here on out? Tommy DeVito sucks. So yeah, I think if you're going to do it, I think Gibbs has a safer floor than him. You know what I mean? Like, he's been absolutely insane. If you think the Bears keep this thing close.
I was going to bring this up with Montgomery, but, you know, former team, you know, Dan Campbell's that kind of guy, dude. Dan Campbell's a guy. We're giving Montgomery every opportunity possible.
I have the same concerns, Joey.
Yeah, so, like, honestly, I'm full fading Gibbs this week. And, like, he might break one off or something. But, I mean, I think Dan Campbell gives Montgomery every single opportunity possible to score multiple touchdowns against his old team.
I think that's fair, for sure. Do you guys have any interest in, like, Jacobs or Mostert?
I have interest in Jacobs just because the Raiders, like, the problem with this, right? No. Like, Jimmy, I'm with you. So, like, this is one of those, like, you got to get weird lineups here. But the only way the Raiders can possibly even stay in this game is if their run game is just being absolutely dominant. And, like, and Pierce is not going to let Aiden O'Connell just throw the ball, right? Like, he's just going to pound the fucking rock. If it's working, Jacobs is the only player on the Raiders side that I'm, like, truly, truly interested in. On the other side of the game, right, you got the late passing game because they're down by 30. But I still don't think they're going to let Aiden O'Connell do that. So, like, there is some interest in Jacobs. I'm not going super heavy on it because there just is a very small chance that the Raiders are able to stay in the game. And the only way they do it is through Jacobs running the ball. And he looked like a different running back last week. Like, he finally had his heart into it. So
my only problem is right now he's 22% owned.
Jacobs is?
But they're letting him catch the ball now, too. Like, they're letting him out routes.
I know, but here's the problem. The stats from the last 2 weeks are skewed because the teams they played are absolutely fucking horrendous.
I mean, but he put up 17 against Detroit, too. And then he put up 20 in Green Bay, 28 against the Chargers. I mean, he's getting 3x 5 times this year, you know.
If his ownership continues to climb, I just can't play him at 20 to 25% ownership at 6,800. I would rather play.
It's a weird game situation for him, right?
It's very strange.
It's a small chance, though, right?
Like, I would rather play Kenneth Walker at 6,700 at 70%. Or David Montgomery.
22% of people are saying that same story I am. Like, that's crazy.
Or David Montgomery, who's coming in at 1% owned right now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I love this 6K range, to be honest with you. Because I think, Joey, I think your theory is – I think you're both right. Like, I think you're right. If you think Vegas keeps this close, the only way is by Jacobs.
But I can't believe 22% of the people think that. Well, I thought that would have been the 1%. You know what I mean?
It's the usage, Joey. There's nobody else. He's getting all the touches and all the usage in that backfield, and that's what people are going to gravitate towards.
Well, they also want the bring back of that game if they're going to stack Miami, right? And they have the same thought as you. It's like, I can't play Devontae because Aiden O'Connell sucks. Like, it's going to be Jacobs, right? So, But I'm with you, Jim. You mentioned him. I like Ken Walker this week quite a bit at 67. He was back to 19 carries last week. It was obviously when we were worried about Charbonnet, he was just banged up, right? Like, that's why he was just not getting the totes the last couple of weeks. Yeah,
I mean, if you take away his big play last week to play devil's advocate, he didn't have a very good game. But the reason you're playing him is because of that home run hitting ability, right? And outside of Aaron Donald, the Rams have nobody on defense.
Yeah.
So You know, and we've said this before. Seattle wants to run the ball. Division game. Seattle's absolutely, you know, thinks that they're a contender. They're going to be on the road. They're, you know, they're going to try and run the ball as much as possible. So he's going to get the touches, and I'll take him at, you know, a fraction of the ownership of Jacobs.
Mm-hmm. The only way I'm touching Tony Pollard is if he's under 5%, and I'm guessing he's not going to be because people just keep playing him, right?
10%. I think he's playable at 10%.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to play it a chain. I'm just going to do it because from what we've seen, McDaniels is going to find a way to get this guy the ball in space. And you talk about the home run hitting ability, like Walker, like Gibbs. This guy's exactly the same as all those guys. And I know he's going to split rushes and carries and everything else, but when he was rolling, dude, like he was the best running back in the league for like a 3-week stretch. So
I'm good with that.
I'm throwing some darts for sure.
Joe, who do you like here? And like, do you like anyone in like the mid to low sixes?
No, not really. I want to move into the fives.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I mean, before we move into the fives, I'm just going to continue to play Breece Hall. The Bills' defense is not very good. The Jets are going to try and win this game. It's a division game. It's on the road. They're going to run the ball a lot. I'm going to be all over Breece Hall, and I really don't even care what his ownership is. It's a little high right now, 16 to 17%. Doesn't matter. I'm playing a lot of Breece Hall. Vinny, who are you going to go after?
He's fantastic, so I don't disagree.
I'm taking some shots on my guy who is just absolutely falling down the price charts. That's the king, Derrick Henry at 6,300. I know it's not pretty. I know the Titans are a complete mess, but this feels like a game, division game, that you could see Vrabel just give this guy 25 touches and let him just battering ram his way to 25, 30 DraftKings points. Like, I know they're kind of out of it and they've moved to Will Levi, but 6,300 for him, that's just way too cheap, man.
Yeah, but the Jaguars did just get their ass pummeled last week.
They were giving up like 7 yards a carry to the Niners. And I know they don't have the same scheme or the players or all that, but like, dude, if I can get 20 carries out of Henry, I'll take 6,300 for sure.
I'll pass.
That's a bad point. Well, you gotta get him before he goes off, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's gone for 200 yards twice against these guys in his career. So,
well, he could also just be washed now.
He could be, but at 6,300, I'll take that at probably really low ownership versus like when Henry was 8,200.
Lineup you build with him. Build another lineup with a different guy.
Yeah. Build that same exact lineup. But play Breece Hall.
Yeah,
Find the $100 or play James Cook or like something like that. Right.
God only knows what Buffalo's going to do since they fired their OC who refused to play their best players. maybe this next guy will play James.
Dorsey is a legend. Do not talk
ill of him. I don't know. I don't know if it was Dorsey's fault. Well, I don't think Dorsey makes that call.
Dorsey wasn't the one throwing the fucking interceptions. That elite high for the last 6 years of someone's career.
So. Just rifling the ball into tight coverage.
Dude, he has the most interceptions in the last 6 years. Like, that's insane.
That's
even my wife was sitting there watching. She's like, why does he keep throwing it like when the guy's covered? I'm like, that would be a great question to ask Josh. Doesn't understand football at all. And she's like,
maybe Josh Allen's like Rick Vaughn. He needs glasses.
I love that.
Moving down to the 5K
fives.
Jim, I'm guessing Connor's gonna be pretty chalky.
Yeah. Okay. Joey.
I like Connor. Played him last week. He was actually like the one person that kind of screwed me, but that's usually when I go back to somebody. I think he's in a good spot. Yeah, he just needs those goal line touches, which last week, right? He actually, guys, I mean, I won't even get into the full thing, but this happened to me 3 times on 3 different occasions this weekend where somebody went down on the 1 or 2 yard line to run the clock down to kick a field goal and I missed my spread or didn't get a touchdown that would have vaulted me. So, fuck analytics. I'll just go with that. But I'll go back to James Conner. And I also like Brian Robinson Jr. He just looks good. And I know they're throwing the ball a lot, but they're also throwing to him, and he's running
and he's playing the Giants.
And he's playing the Giants. So those two guys, I like them both.
Okay. I don't love Brian Robinson, but I can't argue the point of he's playing the Giants.
Correct.
So,
I mean, he got 30 points last week on 8 carries.
I mean, I don't know if Devin Singletary is going to get 30 touches again, but that would be kind of nice. If Damian Pierce sits,
yeah, that helped me out last week.
Yeah, I'm going right back to Jerome Ford. This guy is getting absolutely no respect for the amount of volume that he's getting. 17 carries last week. I mean, he just before. 20 the week before. You know, when he's the only guy, he's the guy, right? He gets random receiving work too. 2 weeks ago in his 20 carry week, he had 5 catches for 33 yards. Like at 5,200, these are not types of like volume numbers that we typically see. So like, I just don't get it. Like, I know the Steelers have a fine defense, but like everyone was like sucking the Ravens defense off, and he did just fine against them last week. So
I mean, well, I think with them starting DTR too, like even a Kareem Hunt gets 8 to 10 touches, dude, they're going to run the ball like 40 times a game.
They don't care, right? Yeah. They're like, okay, well, we'll just see what happens. We know the DTR is maybe in over his head a little bit. So like, we just need to get this guy the ball. Yep. So that's kind of where I want to go. I'm with you on Singletary. If he sits, he's showing up in the optimal lineup 19% of the time.
Well, Pierce didn't practice again today on Thursday. So he's not playing on Sunday.
I would highly doubt it. So if he sits, Devin Singletary is a guy that you might just have to play in every single one of your lineups, because he's literally the only guy they got besides guys that you've never heard and were probably driving for DoorDash last week.
Yes. Fair.
Anybody else?
That's all I have. Okay. I'll be right back. Good.
Wide receivers. Joey, why don't you kick this one off?
Yeah. I mean, CD Lamb said it. Is he the best receiver in the league? And his price is reflecting it. I mean, the guy is just going absolutely nuts. The last three games, 44, 32, 42 points, 12, 11, 11 catches, gone over 150 yards 3 times in a row. And he's going absolutely nuts. I mean, the Giants, the Rams, and then Philly. Philly's a good team, but Philly has a bad secondary. Again, the Cowboys just absolutely eat bad teams. And I think CeeDee Lamb has another huge day. To have two 40-point games in the last three, Jamar Chase was doing this a few years ago, and you were stupid if you just didn't keep playing Jamar Chase. So I think CeeDee Lamb is approaching that territory where he's in must-play territory.
That's fair enough.
Did you say ownership up here, Jim? Like what it looks like?
I did not say ownership. I can, though. CD. Tyreek 17 to 18%. CD Lamb 14 to 15%.
Okay.
The guy I'm going with, I said, let's just say above, you know, 8,800. You're above 8K. I'm going back to Amon-Ra St. Brown again. I don't get it. He's 7% owned. I get the love with CD and everything like that, but like, if I can get a guy that's going to roughly get the same projection at, you know, literally half of the ownership that CD's carrying for $300, $400 less, I'm going to take that every single time. I don't think that CD is a bad play by any means. But I mean, for me, I'm just going to go to St. Brown. I just prefer him. I've been on CD the last couple of weeks. It's worked out. But Amon-Ra is where I'm going this week. Vin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not going to overthink it. I think this is one of those weeks I typically will always be like, oh, yeah, let me get a little cute here. I'm just going to jam Tyreek into as many lineups as I can. To your point, coming off a bye, whether I have two or not, like, I'm going to start a lot of lineups with Tyreek and just, like, puzzle, work my way, amaze my way around it. Like, it is what it is. I think he's the highest chance to go for 40 plus points, as we've seen it multiple times. So,
well, look, he's very open. He's going for the record, And when he goes against teams like this is when he gets those 200 plus games that gets him there. So
like this feels like the obvious spot, and I tend to get cute and be like, oh, I don't want to play that. And it bites me. So
just play him and move on.
Yep, exactly. All right, guys, let's move down below Amon-Ra. So let's go Cooper Kupp and through the 7,000 range.
I don't know how everyone's not playing Cooper Kupp. I mean, he's like 12% yeah, owned.
That's what I'm saying. The Stafford this is, Cup, Akua, like, what,
this is the absolute, did everyone
forget?
Seattle's defense is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
They're absolutely terrible. And even for whatever reason, if Matt Stafford gets hurt again, they now at least have Carson Wentz, who's not great. But I'm telling you, he's a hell of a lot better than Brett fucking Rippon.
Yeah.
So, like, I just
get it. Stafford's practice in full the last few days. Like, he's a full go. I think Cup's a great play.
Fire him up, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then going down from there, I mean, I love Devontae this week. The other side of that game streak that we believe that's probably going to happen is Miami gets up early. Again, Pierce being that like player's coach, I'm a former player, is like, I think he gives Devontae like 15 plus targets, especially if they get down early. I think Devontae just gets the whole share of targets. And yeah,
it just hasn't hasn't looked right. You know what I mean? Like with O'Connell, with Jimmy, whatever, like the passing game is just broken there. And Pierce doesn't really care. He's just, like you said, going to run the ball.
Yeah.
So he got 13 targets last week.
No, I get it. He's getting the targets, but like
that was in like a close game. Like, imagine if Miami gets up early. Like, this dude's getting 13 plus targets. You know?
Yeah.
I just think he's just getting the targets. All right, moving down.
Going on down. I mean, he's priced up a little bit this week, but this is the week to go ahead and play him. I didn't play a lot of him last week, and he still had a decent week. Brandon Ayuk. The Tampa Bay defense is a massive pass funnel. Okay. They actually have some decent safeties. And after Kittle just lit up the Jaguars, they're probably going to try and not let him do that again. Ayuk at 7,200. He hasn't had that like really big game yet. And he's priced up, which is driving people away from him, but he's been fairly consistent. His highest total this year is 23. He is going to be my bold call of the week, and I think he goes for 30 plus.
I like it.
Vin, moving on down.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is for me a little bit of a dead zone. Like, I love getting a little bit lower than this. You know, I had Amari Cooper in here until Watson went down with the injury. I can't play Hopkins. I think I'm just going to keep going back to Christian Kirk at 6K, man. Like, That guy has had a really damn good season.
On the train.
11 targets last week. I mean, he goes through double digits pretty much every game. 18 points last week. We always talk about Tennessee being kind of that pass funnel, right? So I'm done trying to hope that Calvin Ridley's the guy, and I'm just going to keep playing Christian Kirk.
So yep. if you go look at the stats, Ridley is only a play when Zay Jones plays. Every game that Zay Jones plays,
and I'm pretty sure Zay Jones just got arrested. So
he got arrested for domestic battery. So that leads me to my next point. Yes, he did. So he's questionable, but don't think he's playing. Beating the shit out of your girlfriend, not recommended. And then trying to play in the
Michael Thomas got arrested and played the next day last week, and then got hurt.
He threw a brick through one of his neighbor's car's window.
Oh, that's not that bad. You know,
it's way different.
And quite honestly, let's just call a spade a spade. That was completely engineered by Michael Thomas because he's been playing way too much lately. I think he looked at it and was like, man, I don't have any like lingering injuries that I could like maybe pass off. He definitely walked over and gave his neighbor a brick of 20s and said, hey man, here's 10K. Come start a fight with me. I'm gonna come throw this brick through your window and then we'll call it good. And his neighbor's probably like, okay, sure. Right? I'll call the cops on you. Fuck it. Let's get crazy, bro.
I mean, who doesn't want to throw a brick through someone's window, you know?
All right.
Anyway,
like fun to me.
moving down. Garrett Wilson.
Stop.
6,400.
Jacoby Myers. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I didn't want to go past Jacoby. We're at
Kirk. Okay, and I don't want to go past Garrett Wilson.
Okay.
So, well, Garrett Wilson.
You can talk about Garrett Wilson. Go for it.
last 3 weeks, 14 targets, 13 targets, 13 targets. Earlier in the season, he had, before the bye week, he had 12. And then 2 weeks before that, he had 14 targets. And Buffalo's defense isn't good. I'm not saying Zach Wilson is good, but you cannot ignore the target share at 6,400. And Garrett Wilson has not scored a touchdown since week two. The dude is due. I think Garrett Wilson has a huge game. I mean, that Monday night game the other night, I mean, he was showing out. He's playing really well. I'm making some pretty spectacular catches on top of that. So I think he's hard to ignore.
This might be more of a betting thing. I'm really worried about this spot for the Jets. I think this could be like a 25, 28, like score blowout. Like, I think that we always see this, right? Team fires a coach, like makes a scapegoat, get right game at home. I could see Buffalo just blasting.
Great.
New York here.
That's even better for Gary Wilson.
I don't know, man. Zach Wilson is probably part of that demolishing, throwing multiple interceptions. Yeah. Like, it just
but
feels
Buffalo,
like.
But Buffalo's defense is not, it's not great. So
yeah, you're right.
Again, I think you're, again, if this is Gary Wilson without Zach Wilson, you'd be all over it.
That's true. Yeah, I said it. I mean, I have a lot of guys in this 5K range. Well, not a lot, but I have a few that I really like.
So my favorite guy in the further to run back for the Raiders is going to be Jakobi Meyers.
Okay.
Devontae's carrying ownership. He's expensive. Jacobs is in the mid-20s. Here's Jakobi Meyers at 2% owned. 6,100. They literally don't throw to anybody else but Devontae, him, and then Meyer every once in a while. So he's been quiet the last few weeks, hasn't had like some real big games. I think this is a game where he goes quite berserk. I don't think that the numbers are, I think it's like an 11 for like 90 and maybe he gets a touchdown, but 20 points out of him, 22 points out of him at 6,100. I'll take that.
All right. I mean, I think you just have to keep playing Tank Dell at this point. I know he's going to be like probably the highest owned player on the slate, but he had 14 targets last week.
Yeah, if
we'll see my, if, what's his name comes back.
Yeah, if Nico Collins is back, he's not going to have 14 targets again.
But he's still 700 less than him. Like, he's very clearly Stroud's like go to guy, right?
Yeah, I would rather.
I mean, I think he's going to be chalky, but.
I mean, I would probably rather just go back to Noah Brown at 4,800 then.
The problem is he didn't practice today. Injury.
I'm seeing that right now. Motherfucker. So
we'll see what happens. Like, if any of those guys miss, Nico or Noah Brown, Tank Dell is going to be a lock for me because they throw the ball a lot, and he's like just going to be the guy. But I think the two guys right below him are some of my favorites on the slate. Terry McLaurin, there's not much that needs to be said against this Giants defense. This guy.
Let's go.
Is due for just a gigantic game. So I think McLaurin is a great spot. And then I talked about Fields, DJ Moore here at 5,600. My guess is like no one's going to be playing DJ Moore.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's some people at 10%, but he's showing up in the optimal 17% of the time.
Love to hear that. So that Dell, McLaurin, and DJ Moore. Those three and Kirk, like those four right there, are like some of my four favorite plays on the slate.
Deontay Johnson at 5,000.
Another guy just gets peppered.
Yeah. Like, you know, Mr. Tiny Hands can't throw the ball very far. So, like, when he's healthy, again, at $5,000, 4% owned, like,
yeah.
What are we talking about here? And if you don't like him and you want to go for the big play and George Pickens, like you could do that too. Like I'm fine with either of those plays.
I'm kind of hoping people jump off of Hollywood after last week, letting everyone down. Cause he was pretty chalky with Kyler coming back and he did nothing. But my guess is that game being popular, people are going to go back to him.
12% right now. Nothing crazy. You could play him if you want to.
So I like that.
All right, time for shit bomb territory.
Let's drop down, baby.
Love it.
Joe, you want to lead us off? This is your favorites.
Rondale Moore. I don't think he's a shit bomb.
That goes all the way to the bottom.
But, I mean, last week priced. He had 5 catches, 43 yards. He had 8 targets from Kyler. They're going to drop some weird specialty reverses to him and just, like, weird shit. And it's like, at 3,300, the odds of this guy scoring a touchdown are just way too high. I don't need the volume. I just need one play.
Yep.
So Rondale Moore, he's my guy.
He's just flat out mispriced. I don't care that he's going to be around 10% owned at 3,300. It just allows me to access so many other things.
Exactly.
A little bit higher. I like Curtis Samuel in that same game. Coming back, I'm going to play Howell, McLaurin, and Curtis Samuel lineups. They have a new owner and a new ownership group. They're not in the business of just like kind of winning games, especially they're trying to fucking put games up. Bieniemy knows his ass is on the line. If the offense doesn't look good, he's still trying to get a head coaching job.
Well, yeah, like, this is Rivera's last season. So it's like he's trying to just get promoted to head coach after this.
But like, to Jim's point, everyone's fighting for jobs right now to like stay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
except Rivera. Rivera's checked out.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, he you know, they used to call him Riverboat Ron. He's fucking shuffleboard Ron now. He's got
they've one already foot told him it's his last home. Season, and he's just like, all right, that's fine.
Look, dude, you're just a walking dead at this point. So
just hold it together.
Yeah.
10 more weeks.
I'll go back to Shakir at 3,200. He's a legitimate focal point of the Bills offense. I don't think that the Bills are good enough to your point, Vinny, their defense is just not good enough to blow out the Jets. That's just true. And I get the whole theory that you're talking about, but at 3,200, Shakir is just too much of a part of the offense that like, I just can't ignore that. I have to get some of him in there.
Oh, no, I love that play because, I mean, you got to imagine they're going to try to get Sauce on Diggs as much as humanly possible, right? So that leaves the lesser corners are going to be on guys like Shakir and Gabe Davis, who disappears for 3 weeks and just randomly will show up for 25, but get you zero.
Yeah, you can play Gabe no problem this week. Could easily go for 220 yards and 3 touchdowns, but – also, don't be surprised if it's 3 catches for 32 yards and no touchdowns.
He's just right in that zone for me of like McLaurin. Like, I'm just not going to play Gabe Davis. Like, I can't take that guy. Two guys I like down here quite a bit. He's 4,300. Tyler Lockett didn't practice today. I know he's always got the Q tag. Jackson Smith, Njigba has been the wide receiver 3 in that offense. If we think that Rams game kind of gets up and goes, JSN is going to have a game here.
I'll play him if Lockett's out.
Dude, he's getting 5, 7, 7, 5 targets a game. But if Lockett misses, he becomes like almost a must play.
Mm-hmm.
If Lockett misses, yes. But if Lockett plays, I would rather just play Rondale Moore or like Xavier Gibson at the Stone Man at 3,000.
Yep. So I think that's the guy. Yeah, man. I mean, that's all I really like, to be honest.
All right. Tight ends, baby.
Let's do it.
Jim, to the top.
I'll go. I mean, I don't know why these guys aren't carrying a whole lot of ownership. I know that everyone wants to go to Kincaid and that everyone's going to, you know, own the shit out of McBride. But I'm fine playing with Kittle or Laporta. I'll probably have the most interest in playing them in their stacks. I think Laporta is a little bit more attractive. He's been quiet here for a couple of weeks. And if Nico Collins misses or Noah Brown misses, I'll go right back to Dalton Schultz at 5,000. He's fully entrenched as a very solid piece of their offense. When one of those guys are out, he definitely, you know, helps them quite a bit and they get the ball to him. So those are, I'm more interested in playing those guys. I don't hate playing McBride, but that's kind of my thoughts so far on tight end.
Vinny? That's all I'm gonna say about that. I'm with you. I like Kittle if I'm paying up. He's been great. I mean, the last like 6 weeks, to be honest. Kincaid have a lot of interest in, to your point. He's pretty much receiver 2 in that Bills offense now. Yeah. So I like him a lot. McBride.
Well, I think the other team's secondary is receiver 2. And that's then Kincaid's true. 3.
Then Kincaid's 3. McBride, I'm interested in. I think Cole Kmet is totally fine if you're going to play Fields or Goff. He's definitely a focal point of that offense. And then if I'm dropping way down, man, I don't mind Tyler Higbee. He's not
you got the wrong Tyler, bro. Tyler Conklin, the Jets.
Oh, I have him too. I just hadn't got there yet. He's 2900. Oh, okay. But yeah, those two guys. So I was like, wait, what do you mean? His name's Tyler Higbee, isn't it? Threw me for a curveball. Anyone else, Joe?
I'm just gonna keep going back to Trey McBride. I know. Everyone's going towards him. Don't care. He's really good. He's the focal point of the offense. Kyler's back. It looks good. The other person is being very sneaky, high floor lately, and potential big upside is Logan Thomas. I mean, he's catching like almost every target he gets. And Jim, you brought it up earlier. We brought this up like three times now. This offense is just throwing the ball. And his last four games, 4-6, 4-5 catches. He's gone over 45 yards in each of those games. He has one touchdown in those four games, but he's getting targets. All they need to do is be in the red zone. He's a part of the offense. He's cheap enough. And I think he's sneaky climbing into like a big part of this offense while he's healthy. And I know, Vinny, you hate playing him because he's like one little pothole away from ending his career. But I mean, he's a big part of the offense and you can't ignore it in a very pass happy offense.
All right. I see it.
All yeah. Right. I mean, I think we listed every single tight end there at some point. So let's move on to defense.
Whew. Man, value a little tricky here, but I don't know. What are you guys? I have one defense down here that I'm going to play.
Do it.
The Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets.
Pretty easy.
How are they only 5% owned? You know that Josh Allen's going to throw. They could give up 28 points and still score 9 points.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
I mean, they're 5% owned. The defense that everyone is going to just, you know, fuck it raw with this week, apparently, is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's quite bad.
I get that the Steelers have a decent offense. I get it's DTR playing. But 18 to 20% is a little much. Yeah. That's a little much. Like, DTR is better than Clayton Tune. And that offense as a whole is better than that situation. I get what people are trying to do, but like, I would rather just play the Cowboys at 4,100 rather than play the Steelers at 35.
I mean, dude, the way the Niners defense looked last week coming home versus Baker, I'd rather play them for $100 more.
Absolutely. So. And they're going to be, and look, this is the situation where ownership really does matter quite a bit to me. I can't play that bad of a chalky defense. So like,
well, it's just 4%, so volatile.
4% Niners, you know, at home, right? That's a great situation.
Every week in the NFL, we see every team just about turn the ball over at least once, right? So it's like, if that happens and you get lucky and they can scoop and score or whatever, like, dude, any of these defenses can hit value for you. It really doesn't matter. You know,
but Jets at 2,600 would be I honestly might have them in 80% of my lineups.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine. So all I got, my friend. Joe,
anybody?
Yeah, this has no logic to it whatsoever, but I like the Titans. I just think it's a Vrabel week. This defense has like, they never get blown out. They don't turn the ball over much. They don't do anything great, but they don't do anything bad. Right. I think the most points they've given up this year is like 26. Most of the time they're hovering around like 20 points a game. Like, they play good defense, but they just need to capitalize on opportunities. And guys, I think Jacksonville might be the most fraudulent team in the league. And as you guys know, I love going against teams that just played the Niners, especially after the Niners just fucking ass stomped them. Right. I just think the Jags they're not the team everyone thought they were. They're not the team they came out with. I mean, they played the Colts twice in the first four games of the year, for Christ's sake. Right. So I think Vrabel just fucking sticks it to Jacksonville here at an in-division game on the road. Like I said, there's not much logic to it, but I just got one of those feelings that the Titans come out and they show out.
Pair him with Derrick Henry, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you can just do that. And it's like, that's the game stack. That's the story you want to tell yourself. Then sure.
I'll right. Let me know how that one goes.
What did I just hear?
Trying out the soundboard here. All right, bold calls. What do we got, Jim? All right. You already kind of alluded.
I already said it. Ayuk is going for 30 plus this week. He's going to be the receiver that breaks the slate. I know he's expensive. Don't care. I think he's just going to go absolutely nuts. 30 plus points. You can book it. Joe?
Yep. Kyler Murray, I think he goes 5X. I think he has a 30-point game this week.
Five. All right. Wow. Great.
I'm playing the all-boom lineup. Kyler. All right. I'm just plugging in my bold call lineup here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Benny.
All right. Well, I'll give you a running back and a receiver to kind of help fill that thing out.
Ooh.
I think we see Devin Achain come back and pop two into the end zone in his triumphant return, picking up where he left off. Okay. And Terry McLaurin has not had a 100-yard game this year. He's definitely going over a hundy, and I think he gets in the box multiple times. How crazy is that?
That's actually surprising. I did not realize that.
For how much they actually throw the ball, like, that's pretty crazy.
That's pretty wild.
So wild. he's gonna embarrass New York on Sunday. So
all right,
that's where I'm at.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
Know what I don't like? You change the background music.
We turn it up.
I just pick a random one.
Old calls.
No, dude, you don't pick a random one. You know the one I'm talking about.
You don't like the Howard Dean?
You know the one.
Just the on stage scream. All right. That's all we got. All right.
Somebody gave Vinny access to a fucking audio board.
No, I don't have many options. Just those two. It's not that cool.
All right, guys.
Any last words?
Nope. Good luck.
Fuck them all.
Yeah. Fuck analytics, dude. Three times.
You attack the analytics crowd. You attack the bus drivers of America.